Acknowledgements. My heartfelt thanks to several close friends that have supported and encouraged me through the years and during the past months as I reached out into the new, for me, world of historical fiction. First is my good friend Robert J. Sadler, author, poet, photographer, and former Dallas Police Department officer. Robert has been my graphic artist and book editor for four of my previously published books. His intelligence and wordsmith skills have been a major contribution to all those books. Mucho gracias, amigo. Secondly, I wish to give a huge shout-out to Donna and Michael Pedraza. Donna is my manager, and her husband Michael is one of Hollywood's exceptionally talented film editors. Your combined encouragement through the years has been greatly appreciated. Big hugs and kudos to my good friends Karen Smith, retired Jacksonville, Florida sheriff's deputy and crime scene forensic expert, and her partner, Alyssa Statman, author and film director. Karen and Alyssa have been constant and true from the beginning. Finally, my thanks to Alan Stacey for taking the time to proofread BDA4 and help me cross the T's and dot the I's. Author's endnote. Black Dahlia Avenger 4 is the ninth in a series of books I have written on the suspected serial crimes of my father, Dr. George Hill Hodell. The previous eight books have all been true crime and have served as one ongoing follow-up investigation. Those real-life murders describe 50 murders that span 50 years of his life, from his boyhood as a teen until the last known murder on the day after his 62nd birthday, 1921 to 1969. My father would live another 30 years without ever being arrested or publicly identified as committing those crimes. His final murder, I believe, was executed by and on himself when he took his own life by suicide, overdose of barbiturates, in 1999 at age 91. This book is my first novel, classified as historical fiction. All the evidence presented in this story is real. None has been manufactured. Likewise, many of the witnesses were actual living persons, with their real names, and their testimony and statements offered in this fictional Superior Court trial came from actual in-person interviews, either by me or from official police and district attorney reports, along with newspaper accounts from that day and time. The major exception is the testimony from the murdered victims, who never had the opportunity to speak in life, and I have chosen to give them a voice in death. My purpose in writing this novel was primarily to bring some degree of closure to the murdered victims' families and their now distant relatives. Closure by way of knowing. Knowledge does have the power to heal. Giving a name and face to an unknown killer contains at least some degree of solace to aggrieved family members. This has been my sole motive and intent. To the victims, living and dead. Steve Hodell, Birch Bay, Washington, summer 2023.